Hello, my name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
No, ma'am, I'm not. Can I just ask a question about the vaccine, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I will turn 70 this month, and my cousin in Gulf Shores, Alabama, I was down there this week for a wedding, and she was able to get it, and she's like 56. And they're doing 65 and above. They've been doing that for quite a while. And I saw that Walmart is going to be giving vaccines and everything, but yet when I go on the website, they tell me to. It has every city practically in the state but Birmingham.
Okay.
Where do you go? How do you register?
What do you mean by Walmart is giving them?
Well,
Walmart doing like a good thing?
No, it says that all the news stations are saying that the way the new vaccine is going to be administered is not so much through doctor's offices, but through pharmacies. And they have picked Walmart as the first one, and then Publix will join. I think Walgreens might be on there too. But I do all my business with Walmart 280, and you go on there and you can see, you know, Mobile, Auburn, Huntsville, practically every little city, but there is not one thing with, you know, Jefferson County in there. And then you call Walmart and they tell you to call the health department to go through them to see, I think it said, to see if you qualify. But I thought pretty much everybody over 65 qualified.
Yes, ma'am. That everyone over 65 started qualifying on the 8th, I believe.
So where do I register to get one as quickly?
I have a number I can provide you with that you can call, and they can register you for your county.
Okay.
But they only register you for, like, health departments, not any Walmarts or CVSs or anything in that nature.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a lot quicker to go through these things they're going to set up at the drugstores, I think.
Are they drive?
I think they're going to have drive-through. I think they're going to have walk-through. I think they are going to have to go by appointment because it says make your appointment.
Okay, well, ma'am, honestly, we don't have any information regarding that. From what I've been told, as far as anything concerning drives or walk-ins, they haven't been making anyone do appointments. It was like kind of on a first come first serve basis, so.
Okay.
Not too sure.
Well, even in Gulf Shores, my cousin, even though she went, she had to get an appointment, and it was first come first serve through appointment. So because they had to limit how many they could do per day according to how many shots they had available. Where would I go to find out more? I mean, because it's not on the internet where they tell me to go for Birmingham. Birmingham wouldn't be doing anything different than the rest of the state, would they?
Not that I know of. Just bear with me one second, and I'll look at something and see for one second. You had went on to the website, and you can do the vaccine clinic dashboard. You had looked at that?
Well, I didn't go on the health department. I went on walmart.com/COVID-19, and that's where you're supposed to go. Click on your city, state, or whatever, and I think register from there, but there's nothing about Birmingham anywhere. So is there another place to go register so someone would call me?
So are you in Jefferson County?
Yes, I am.
As far as I've been known, and I'm looking at now, the only place in Jefferson County doing it is the health department, and it is by appointment only.
Okay, and where is the closest one to me? Do they have one? Where do they have them?
The Jefferson Health Department?
Is it downtown?
It's on 1400 6th Avenue Street.
1400 6th Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The zip code is 35233.
And what hours?
One second. I don't have the hours here for the Jefferson County, Alabama. So
okay. Do I have to make an appointment with them?
Yes, ma'am, you do. I have their phone number.
Okay.
That phone number is
205-858-2221. 2221?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, and that is adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.